This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasang with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli inaugurates underground electric wire installation campaign. Prime Minister says the country will be completely electrified within the next 2 years. Former Deputy Speaker Dr. Shibamaya Dumbahampe, appointed as the Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs. Nepal Army informs Parliamentary Committee that works being carried out to complete the Rai Madhes fast track by mid-July 2024, and coronavirus death toll in China reaches 1,789. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said the government is on mega campaign for Digital Nepal. Addressing the 34th establishment anniversary of Dholikhel municipality, Prime Minister Oli said the government adopted the policy of applying modern technology in the development and service sector for the Digital Nepal. He further informed that government had launched different programs for employment, disenchanting the youth for overseas dream and for the upliftment of women and marginalized communities. Prime Minister Oli said the accessibility of electricity, which had currently reached to the 88% of the population, would be expanded to remaining 12% within 2 years. Speaking at the function, Minister for Communications, Information Technology and Urban Development Gokul Prasad Baskota said the government was leading the country in the path of development with justice and equality. Similarly, Drinking Water Minister expressed satisfaction over the management and supply of clean drinking water to people by Dholikhel Municipality. A plan of installing underground electric wires in the Kathmandu Valley has formally begun. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli inaugurated the project amid an event in Kathmandu yesterday. In the first phase, the project would start in Maharajganj and Ratna Park areas and expand to other areas gradually. The project had been initiated by the Nepal Electricity Authority under the direction of the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation. Addressing the event, Prime Minister Oli said the installation of underground telephone, electric and internet cables would add to the beauty of the cities. The Prime Minister also said the government would expand electricity to all places of the country and export electricity in the next 2 years. The government has prepared to bring a separate Federal Education Act regarding technical and vocational education and higher education. Speaking at a program in Kathmandu organized on the occasion of 20th Annual General Assembly of Education Journalist Group yesterday, Minister for Education, Science and Technology Giriraj Mani Pokhrel said inclusion of education as a fundamental right in the Constitution of Nepal had paved the way for transformation in education sector. Parliamentary Development and Technology Committee of the Federal Parliament held discussions with concerned stakeholders regarding Kathmandu-Tarai Madhes fast track, quoting the Nepal Army Secretary at the Ministry of Defence, Rishan Raza Pandya informed the committee that the fast track would be completed by mid-July of year 2024 as per the new detailed project report. Speaking during the discussion, lawmakers said cutting down of trees, distribution of compensation, sub-judice cases and budget freeze were some of the problems facing the project which needed to be resolved. The District Court Kathmandu has given a clean sheet to former Speaker Krishna Bahadur Mahara on a rape attempt case as the allegations levelled against was found groundless. Registrar at the District Court Ananda Prasad stressed informed that a single bench of Judge Ambar Raj Podil made this verdict. President Bidya Devi Bhandari administered oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Dr. Sivamaya Tumbahampe yesterday. Tumbahampe took oath of office at a function organized in Office of the President, Sheetal Nivas. Tumbahampe, who served as the Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives, was appointed to the post of Minister yesterday. She had resigned from the post of Deputy Speaker last month to pave a way for the election of the Speaker of the House. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
है त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14 हास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Ishwar Pokhrel made an aerial inspection of Kalapani in the remote northwest part of the country. The Deputy Prime Minister inspected the Kalapani area by a Nepal Army helicopter as the landing was not possible due to the presence of heavy snow at the site. Kalapani is situated in Bias rural municipality of Darchula district, bordering China to the north. North and India to the west. For West State Deputy Speaker Nirmala Joshi Badal informed that the Deputy Prime Minister and his team made the aerial inspection of the encroached Nepali territory as the situation did not permit the landing. He also observed the proposed site for establishing an armed police force border security outpost. The meeting of the National Assembly passed condolence motion on the death of Constituent Assembly member Siddhartha Kumar Somani and National Assembly member Durga Prasad Upadhyay yesterday. The meeting passed the proposal presented by the National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha unopposed. Wishing for eternal peace to the departed soul of Somani and Upadhyay, the meeting also observed 1 minute silence. Upadhyay was elected as National Assembly member from Nepali Congress in the election held in 2074 BS. United Nations Development Programme's Residential Representative Aishani Meda Gangodale paid a courtesy call on the House of Representatives Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota yesterday. During the meeting that took place at the Speaker's office, the United Nations Representative congratulated Sapkota on his election to the Speaker's post, wishing him a successful tenure. Speaker Sapkota, recalling Nepal's long cooperation with the United Nations since it became member in 1955, thanked UN support to Nepal's Constituent Assembly election for the federal parliament, stating that Nepal is receiving multidimensional assistance from the United Nations. He hoped for its continued support in the days to come as well. The United Nations Development Programme Representative apprised the Speaker of United Nations cooperation in 26 sectors, promising its continuous support in the future as well. She also hinted about the possibility of cooperation with Nepal in the climate change area. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The number of deaths in China's central Hubei province from a coronavirus outbreak rose by 93 to 1,789 as of Monday. There had been a further 1,807 cases detected in Hubei, the epicenter of the outbreak, taking the total in the province to 59,989. Most of the new deaths on Monday were in Hubei's provincial capital of Wuhan, where the virus is believed to have originated. Wuhan reported 72 new deaths, down from 76 on Sunday. A total of 1,381 people in Wuhan have now died from the virus. New confirmed cases in Wuhan stood at 1,600, down from 1,690 on Sunday. At least 7 people have died and 25 other wounded in a suicide bomb attack near a religious rally in the Pakistani city of Quetta. Home Minister of the southwestern Balochistan province Jia Langob said Monday's explosion took place close to the event organized by El Sunnat Wal Jamaat, a political party allegedly linked with a sectarian armed group. No group has so far claimed responsibility. Now the general weather forecast. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hill regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places over the eastern hilly region. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 21.0 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 9.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli inaugurates underground electric wire installation campaign. Prime Minister says the country will be completely electrified within next 2 years. Former Deputy Speaker Dr. Shiva Maya Tumba Hampe, appointed as the Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs. Nepal Army informs Parliamentary Committee that works being carried out to complete the Rai Madhes fast track by mid-July 2024, and coronavirus death toll in China reaches 1,789. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.